It's Thursday, June 16th. This is episode 25 of The Shanachie, The Han Solo Theory. As always, The Shanachie is available at goodwordsrightorder.com, and I'm Patrick McLean. Since The Shanachie is now part of the Sci-Fi Podcast Network, that's a TSFPN for those of you keeping score at home, I thought I'd devote a little time to one of the elements that I believe makes for great storytelling in general, and in particular, great science fiction. I refer to it as the Han Solo Theory. No, it's not the idea that your chances of survival in a dangerous situation are directly proportional to your panache.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Although that's probably a candidate for the Indiana Jones theory. The Han Solo theory explains why the original Star Wars movies, Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi, are so much better than what I refer to as the runner-up films. And it's not that I don't like the runner-up films, but if it wasn't for the first three, we wouldn't have any idea of how unsatisfying the runner-up films really are. And I don't want to bitch about it. I write and produce a new podcast every week, as well as work for a living. I don't have much spare time for bitching. But I do want to know what's going on here so I can make my own stories better. The most obvious thing to rule out is special effects. Of course, the special effects in the new films are better, but in 1977, Industrial Light and Magic blew everybody's socks off. I'd also like to rule out the dialogue. Yes, the dialogue in the new movies is horrendous. The first three were co-written by Lawrence Kasdan. Where was he this time around? At a dinner in his honor, George Lucas made a joke at his own expense, illustrating how bad his dialogue was. He said, "I started off as just awful, but after a lot of hard work, I rose to become the king of wooden dialogue." Yes, his dialogue sucks. But he's a brilliant visual director who invented the characters, the universe, oversaw the design of the whole thing, revolutionized the way movies are merchandised, made a pile of money, and all while giving us the moral fable of our times. Complaining about his dialogue is like saying, "Yeah, but your socks don't match." Besides, snappy dialogue alone can't save a bad movie. "I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum" is a pretty good action movie line, but it doesn't save They Live from dragging on like the cliche of the gut-shot cowboy begging for water until somebody comes over and just puts him out of his misery. No, my theory is that the original Star Wars movies are much better than the runner-ups because of Han Solo. You see, the difficulty with a fantasy sci-fi story, or any other kind of story, is bridging the distance between here and now and a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Han Solo does this. He bridges the gap because what he says is what we're thinking. He's the one guy who isn't a wide-eyed believer or a holy crusader. If he wasn't in the movie, most of his lines could be uttered by someone on Mystery Science Theater 3000. Honestly, if I cornered you at a party and started telling you about a mystical flow of energy in the world that defined your destiny and permeated every aspect of your life, and I called it yin and yang, or even the Force, you would think,
"Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field controls my destiny."
And Han's cool, because when he's confronted with the freak, he speaks his mind. There's a good chance you and I would just nod and smile and hope that someone would rescue us from a cocktail party conversation gone horribly, horribly wrong. At every turn of the story, Han either does what we would do or what we would like to do. Us, the ordinary, unheroic masses whose lives of quiet desperation are defined by mundane things like going to work and making ham sandwiches. You see, Han Solo is one of us. He's in debt up to his eyeballs. He drives a beater car. Sure, he tries to put a good face on the Millennium Falcon.
"I've made a lot of special modifications myself."
But it's always broken.
"Oh yeah? Watch this."
And this kind of character is precisely what the new Star Wars movies lack. We care about the original three movies because we identify with Han Solo. You see, in a fantasy story, the good guy meets the bad guy and they draw their lightsabers and start talking. Jabber, 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 magical, mystical force that, whatever. But when Han Solo runs into Darth Vader and Empire Strikes Back, he doesn't say a word. He just tries to shoot him. At the end of Star Wars, when everyone's running off for the big battle against the Death Star, tremendous odds, chance to be a hero, jump on in for the big win, what's our man Han do?
So, you got your reward and you're just leaving then?
That's right, yeah.
What good's a reward if you ain't around to use it?
That's right. He's got the money. He's off to enjoy it. Deep down, Han doesn't give a damn for any cause or ism. He has simple motivations. He wants to survive, he wants to get laid, and he wants to get paid. Sure, they're not noble causes, but they are motivations we can understand. In the end, the only thing he risks his life for is his friend, which is also very clear. Now, I'm not saying we don't sympathize with Luke for losing his aunt and uncle. Although, if you ask me, they made it seem like Uncle Owen was a mean son of a bitch that Luke would later sell down the river in a tell-all autobiography, working Luke like a rented droid on that moisture farm rather than letting him run off to get killed with some foolish rebellion. Wait a minute. I'm starting to like the way this uncle thinks. But Han Solo, the character who bridges the distance between our reality and the reality of the story, makes the first three Star Wars movies so much better than the runner-ups. In fact, if we hadn't cared so much about the first three, the runner-ups never would have been made. And that's the Han Solo theory. Han is one of us.